Repetition has a bad rep. Mark Twain made fun of it. Let's say he said I was in Congress. And let's say I was a liar. But I repeat myself. Old people like me repeat old stories and bore the young. Even repeatedly seeing a favorite episode of Seinfeld or Girls gets old after a while. In truth, though, without repetition, we'd never make it. Imagine what would happen if the grocery store aisles were switched around every day just to avoid boredom. Would you rather have a surgeon who's done your operation repeated times or one who's doing it for the first time? The last I look, every room in the house had four corners, and I don't want to be confused by seven or nine corners. Genetic repetition means that very few of us are born without noses or elbows. Surely, that's a good thing. Repetition sometimes, admittedly, is bad. The quarterback, Joe Montana, once appeared on Saturday Night Live and said, "I've just had a concussion on the gridiron, but it hasn't affected me one bit." And then he said, "I've just had a concussion on the gridiron, but it hasn't affected me one bit." Then he said it again. Well, okay, some repetition is bad. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective. And, oh, that's my perspective.